honestly, on this Sunday, the end of April, toward the end of April, from January to April 30th, I would be a lie if I told you that I know what's going on, because I don't. It's difficult being in a position where you have a clear goal, you have a clear checklist, be it, there's no small checklist in my opinion, be it needing to get gas or plan a trip or take a vacation or plan to take 2 days off from work to just release, to breathe. I think all checklists are big, especially depending on what's big to you, what's hard for you to do today. And it's just been really difficult for me to keep the eye, to keep my vision clear and my brain clear of self-sabotage and procrastination and quitting, basically. I still am very happy, oddly enough. And I am still very much clear on some things. And I'm taking it one day at a time, but I've been taking it one day at a time, but I am really starting to take it one day at a time. So what I've decided to do, because of the mental fog, I'm not forgetting things, but it's just, I'm not depressed. It's just a fog. It's just like a, this again, huh? And I think that after so many losses, you know, after so many L's, you just become immune to it. So you just be like, where is the next L I'm taking? Thank you. Where's the next L I'm taking? So, yeah, I have decided to just every day, and I've heard this plenty of times across social media, that it's a good way to just invite more into your life by being in by being present in every moment now. In the present moment, of course, and just being grateful and thankful. So I say it a lot. I say it in my prayers and stuff like that. How I move and how I operate, I believe, is in a constant mode of gratitude. But I decided to just write down every day that I accept my life as it is and as it is to come. And I take it one day at a time, because that's all that I have. And I put one foot in front of the other, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to see if that works. I'm going to do that for a while and see where it has me feeling from the inside out. I'm a person that's like, now, you know, I've shed a lot of things and I've done a lot of healing, but there's always healing to take place. There's always healing to do, because something new may hurt me tomorrow. God forbid, right? But a lot of things, as far as the past, and I'm 26, so everything from childhood and stuff like that, it is what it is. And I'm grateful for having the kind of soul and spirit that was able to endure and process and become aware of where I needed to grow up, where I needed to be, to hold myself accountable, and where I needed to just cry, because I'll never get an apology for some things. I'll never get a reconciliation from some people, right? So that's the shedding and stuff that has taken place. I don't know what happens when we wait. What do I mean by that? I don't know what happens when you're working your 9-to-5, but you really want to be a full-time vlogger or a full-time traveling vlog or van life, whatever, between the waiting part, between working quitting the 9-to-5, right, that you're at, and going for your goals, like off of the whim, taking a huge risk. I don't quite know. What to do in the waiting, because being patient, waiting, wear and tears on your mind, because you're like, I'm not the only one, right? Because you're like, okay, I've been doing this for 3 years, I've been doing this for 2 years, I've been doing this for 6 months, where's the payoff? And I'm not looking for it. I know some people may not be looking for like the instantaneous I'm rich. No, for me, for sure, it's definitely just the day-to-day of reciprocity from strangers, from people I know, you know? Where is my text of how are you? Or where is that give and take? So there's been a lot of taking, but no giving. And I say I'm done, but I'm so used to it. So now I'm in a position where I'm like, yeah, you gotta make a decision and stick to your guns, my guy. You gotta make a decision. So that decision will be made. I'm gonna contemplate on it and ruminate on it this week. But if there's something or someone in your life that is reminding you of everywhere you don't wanna be, is what it is. You gotta cut it off. You gotta cut it off. I applaud the people that, you know, between where they are and where they would desire to be, that haven't given up, that have a smile on their face. I applaud you guys. I've been waiting for a while now, so I'm like, I'm on my last leg of like smiles and stuff, right? But then like every time I say that, I just get a burst of energy, because I go back and I meditate and I sit back and I'm like, okay, all right, I clear my mind, I clear some stuff up, put some stuff into perspective, and I feel better again, you know? Instead of wallowing in what is not happening, I have been taking how I feel and just doing the opposite. So if I'm sad, I'm listening to happy music. I'm going outside to enjoy the sun, going to a park or something. So I'm still waiting for the thing to happen. So whatever your thing is to happen, I wish you nothing but the success of that thing and the wisdom to maintain it and the self-discipline to sustain it and the wisdom to know what to do with it, you know? And hopefully your goal and your vision doesn't take another year or another 10 years to come to fruition for you to see it, feel it, hear it, smell it, be in it. I wish for you your success this year, this month. So let's make it a good week. Let's make it a good month as best as we can, as best as we know how. And as long as I'm doing the best that I know how and you're doing the best that you know how, then that's the best that we have and that's all that we got. And that's all that we need. Have a great month. Cut off what just does not need to be around you and on you no more. It feels so good coming from a personal space of having done that a couple years ago and now it's just me. It feels, it's a relief. Yeah, I didn't know I could feel this good. And it's a pleasure to feel this good. I wish the same for you, to just feel good, to be okay, and to do great things in the earth. It's a lot of BS out here. But you are one of the lights that are going to shine like nobody else. I wish that for you. Have a beautiful month. Take it one day at a time. Who's rushing? Don't do that. Let's not rush anymore. it gets us nowhere. Even in traffic, it just gets us nowhere, guys. Have a great month. Have a great week. Take your time. And don't let anyone at your job get under your skin when they go low. You know what? Go lower. However, depending on your journey, if when they go low, you can go high. Be you. Be you.